Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Myself and King Biebs today, as we have a fun one, man, coming off the Jays trip yesterday. Yankees take 2 out of 3, but they lose on Father's Day. They blow a lead. First time they've done that this year. Toronto really needed a W, and man, Cole versus McClanahan tonight. The Rays, like true ace, kind of the heir to the Rays lefty ace throne, like David Price to Snell to now McClanahan. He's really good. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. The Yankees did see him about a week ago, and they did a little bit of damage. So, in the trop, flew down from Toronto last night. Joe's McFly is in the building. Maybe we'll call him at some point just to see the vibes down there. The lineup is as follows, and me and BBD will do the lineup. We will do some what to watch for. Sometimes I forget that part. A pitching path to victory. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. How about it? Over under, premonitions, and maybe a call to Joe's McFly. How are you doing, Biebs?
Doing well. Big weekend.
That's
so recovering.
That's part of the reason. That's part of the reason I'm so excited. If you don't know, we had a big JM Warehouse event we recorded this weekend. Comes out in a little bit.
Before we know it.
Yeah, no, it'll be here sooner than later. So, you know, we were a lot of Yankees on the phone and Yankees at the hotel room, so excited to be home and watch some Yanks with you guys, maybe fire off some Flames tweet emojis.
Oh, I might do that.
The Yankees lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu at third base. Aaron Judge, our center fielder, with Anthony Rizzo hitting 3-hole at first. Stanton in right field at the Trop. That's fun. Gleyber Torres at second base hitting 5th. Donaldson, wow, DHing. Batting 6th, Aaron Hicks in left field, Jose Trevino at catcher, and Marwin Gonzalez at shortstop. Back-to-back starts for Marwin. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was seen on the field taking ground balls today. They said he's supposedly available. We'll see what that's all about. But no Gallo against McClanahan. The Yankees are clearly doing a no Joey Gallo versus lefties type deal. He got pinch hit for by Trevino. We've seen him in late games get pinch hit by Trevino. And right now, it's kind of the solution to their Hicks-Gallo problem is to have Joey sit against lefties or especially tough lefties. So, and then with Gleyber Torres and how good he's been, you kind of need him in the lineup. Which, if he's going to be in the lineup, you might as well put him at second base because he's been really good there. And DJ gets third base over Donaldson. Not sure if there's much thought going into that besides DJ's look good at third and Donaldson's old and can use a DH day here and there. But this is a pretty good lineup, Biebs.
Yeah, Donaldson has injury history, so I think they get him DH days if it's the choice between him and anyone else.
I like that. Gerrit Cole on the bump. And man, I guess it's a little reason why I'm jazzed up about this. Gerrit Cole, 13 games, a 3.3 ERA, 3.33 ERA. John Sterling will be excited about that.
Don't think.
Oh, he's not on the call.
I believe Shackle's rolling. He'll be excited.
He'll still be excited about it. John Sterling always loves when there's a 3.33, whether it's batting average or ERA.
We just don't get to see it.
Justin Shackle will also be excited about it. Our friend, Jay Shack. Don't think anyone calls him that, though. Garrett's got a, you know, outside of the big blunders this year, you know, the 2.17 earned against Minnesota, the, you know, even 8 innings, 5 earned against Baltimore, not what you want. And then that game against the Tigers, he ends up not getting hurt ERA-wise, but 1.2 innings, 2 earned run early in the season. Gerrit Cole and who he should be going up against Shane McClanahan. This Rays lineup is not what it was. The Rays are missing Brandon Lau, who's arguably their best hitter. And maybe the guy that would have the argument with him is Wander Franco. They're both out. Their offense has been pretty anemic. It's a bottom five offense in the league. This is set up for Gerrit Cole to put on a special performance. And last time out, he did go against these very Rays, 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 7 Ks. So, I don't want to say that's the bar, but Garrett's lined up to have a big night at the office. Is there something you're watching for tonight in Tampa, Beeper? L Beep.
If I were to pinpoint one thing, kind of Donaldson. He's fully in a slump now, right? That's sort of fair. Trying to get him going. We did some funky getting him to the top of the lineup stuff in the in this past series, and they're not doing that today. So I'm just sort of like, hey, man, you got to get yourself going now.
Yeah, Donaldson, I want to get into the game logs. Let's see how, if we want to muddy up the numbers, what we can do. Yeah, I guess in the month of June, since he's come back, 2.213 batting average, a 6.13 OPS. Not hideous slump, but yeah, not where Josh Donaldson wants to be.
He's on a 3-game hit streak right now. So,
and I mean,
maybe they think he is sparked.
He homered yesterday against Toronto, pimped it pretty hard. He's looked like he was having good at bats, and yeah, it's you know, it's kind of funny. He's having a really nice. He's got a 1.7 WAR, like offense and defense.
His defense passes the eye test, and I think the analytics have caught up to it.
So 1.10 OPS plus.
He hasn't walked in a bit.
Okay,
he had been a walk guy.
So let's see if Josh Donaldson's seeing pitches tonight. Maybe that's a good what to watch for. I will keep it with Glaber after having his monster series in Toronto. And Glaber's just looks so grounded and in control lately. There was a while where Glaber's at-bats and everything had looked good, but the butter knife stats didn't look over-the-top crazy. Like, there wasn't a way to do it. I think even if we do June right now, which is 14 games, 320, 393, a 1 dot out of Glaber. And, like, I think you can stretch that out even further because he's, you know, I can 1 dot Glaber over the past 21 games. Can I go further and 1 dot him? I mean, 29 games and 970 OPS. He's been really good for a while now. I feel like the numbers weren't directly translating for a little bit. Now they are. And it was a wild card part of this season. And now he's hitting fifth hole. Like, he's the guy behind Stanton. You know, the first 3 weeks in this season, we were kind of like, he's got to be one of your bench guys. And now he has played himself to the point that he needs to be in this lineup. The numbers on the year are looking good. Keep it going. Glaber.
He B-War, he is second on the Yankees.
Ooh.
DJ LeMahieu's fourth. Those were two pieces they were missing last year. And yeah, his numbers fully look good now. He If you enjoyed his 2019 season, you compare offensive environments there. He had a 128 OPS plus that year. This year, he's at 139.
Mm.
So he's theoretically, compared to the offensive environment, better than he was the year you remember him being really, really, really good.
That's pretty nuts. That's pretty nuts. 13 home runs this year. That's, you know, that I think that was almost Yankee fans had punted on that concept of Gleyber's power coming back. It was more so like, let's get anything back. Let's get the contact back.
It took him a while to kind of get any. Yeah. So you could probably butter knife that and get to a pretty fun home run rate.
As Yankee fans will remember, he's only 25 years old. The number changed, but good for Gleyber bombs. This brings us to the pitching path to victory. The Yankees, and it's part of the reason we were okay with the loss yesterday, they didn't use their A bullpen. When they definitely could have used Holmes. Not sure where they stand with King right now. 33 pitches. Would he have been available? I guess what's interesting here, Castro, Wandy, both threw 20 pitches yesterday. Are they available today? I think so.
High pressure 20.
Yeah, they were important pitches, and neither of them pitched particularly well, so I think they'd love to dodge them if they could.
Not in a rush to get back to them.
And you know what, dude? It's Cole Day. So I think it's Cole King Holmes. Whether that's 7 out of Garrett or 6.1 out of Garrett, I think that's your formula. Potentially, I could be talked into a Lickie lane.
Yeah, I was just about to say there's spots there.
He hasn't pitched in 2 days, and I think against this Rays lineup, like, that's especially a good time. Like, the Blue Jays are a bad matchup for Lickie because they're so righty-heavy. I think the Rays are a pretty good Lickie matchup. I think you can find some lanes there in their lineup. So, if anything, I'd add a little Lickie to the mix. I guess a wild card if something went hairy with Garrett is Clark. Threw 50 pitches 4 days ago. So I wonder, you know, could you go cold to Clark to, like, finish a game and reset the bullpen a little bit? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're only righty on the bench if I'm comparing their starting lineup and what roster resource has. Harold Ramirez would be, like, their only answer to him, which I don't think is enough to scare the Yankees off bringing Lickie into a lane.
Yeah.
But the other lefties he'd presumably be facing whenever he comes in.
Yeah, I mean, if you can...
And like, Lickie got righties out last year.
Target Kiermaier. Yeah, I mean, it's... It shouldn't necessarily phase them. But depending the game situation, and McClanahan, Cole, this should be, yeah, you know... This should be the one.
Cole on the bump. Cole King Holmes should be the path.
That is the path. And I'm... I think talking Yanks fans know I'm not normally super greedy about this. I'm looking for 7 out of Cole tonight. With what the Tampa Bay Rays offense is, we're in one of those stretches again. 20 games, 20 days. Like, now's one of those nights, Garrett. Like, now we need that length. And I guess this is why I keep hyping myself up. Like, Garrett should be lined up for, like, one of his special nights. Like, this could be a 7.2, 12K type game. Like, I think Garrett could have that in his bag. We will see. The Rays, this Rays lineup is not as scary as Rays lineups this past. Is the G-Man thing still a story?
I don't think it's a story, but it's clearly a thing.
Right.
It's not hot in the streets. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, and G-Man. Got him last time, though. Like, nothing. He walked him once, but nothing really came of it.
Yeah, let's not make it a thing again. How about that? How about...
Don't make it a thing.
How about that? All right. Well, 2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Didn't know I still had that octave in me. The Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. If you're in the Tampa area, you're going to the game, St. Pete Joe's is there. Use code PREGAME. You will get $20 off your tickets if it's your first time ordering. SeatGeek, you guys are definitely familiar with the name by now. They are the leader in seats and geeks. And it's super easy to use. I used it the other day. I think it was the... No, it wasn't the rain game because we had press passes for it. Oh, it was the Sunday I went to go see Coach Ball game, needed a seat. Went to SeatGeek, saw the good value. Green means good. You might be familiar with this if you've ever been on the roads of America. Go check out SeatGeek, code PREGAME, and you get $20 off. Homer Draft, Biebs, where are we at? What should we do here?
Well,
yeah.
Last week,
okay,
on your behalf, Joe's and Hoodie Glaber got you the tie.
Huge.
Judge
Love those
Homer,
guys.
Game two of the series, Joe scored him.
Oh, that's huge.
I was able to tie it up on the Rizzo walk-off.
Rizzo.
So that's where we're at. We each got one more.
On the walk-off, that's nice.
Today, I believe I have the first pick.
Take it.
It's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Rules are rules.
Where's he at with McClanny? Because they have to have some history at this point.
I think he got him.
He's got a home run.
Is that the last? Was that the game he scored for Joe's?
Could have been. Yeah.
But on Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think so. So he's 3-for-13 with one home run off Shane McClanahan.
Judge didn't homer last series, so.
Ooh, okay. Kind of do. He should have homered off Romano. He missed the pitch. He's thinking about that. I will take, and I didn't even know this in my what to watch for, but I'll keep informing you guys. Gleyber Torres is 6-for-11 against Shane McClanahan. Probably part of the reason he's in that five hole. And he has one homer. He's the only other Yankee that has a homer against McClanahan. And I will go... I'll go Stanton. Why not? He's 2-for-8. No home run, so it's kind of his turn to get one. And I really like that, the 4-5 in the lineup.
I got Donaldson, alluded to it before. He needs it. And he got one yesterday. He only has 6 this year, but I believe most of those came kind of in succession. Get another one.
Nope. Started watching the pregame show on my end.
I did that a couple minutes ago.
It looks like Christian Alvarez in the chat says, Jake looks like he drinks chunky milk.
Huh.
So, that's tough. But Greg Eichler says Fish should play at Yankee Stadium. So, it's all about balance in life. Who else live in the chat? I think someone said Pantsing Joe's. I don't know about that.
If you see him.
What's the over-under in this game? Are they going to give like a 7?
Is that your final guess?
Final guess.
6.5.
I was wondering if they go there. Man, McClanahan is good. Cole is good. It's their second time seeing them, though. Rays didn't use any of their bullpen yesterday.
Were they off?
Yesterday.
Sunday.
The Rays lost to the Orioles. Did someone, like, go the distance for them? Okay.
They go to somebody and send them down.
Oh, that seems more Rays.
That feels more Rays. How have I not found this series? Rays, Orioles. Both Kluber. Kluber went 6 innings, 2 earned. Don't know who came in after.
Okay. How about this?
Sent down the relievers, according to Jake Storch, who was never.
Oh, my guy. Intern Jake Storch. I saw he DM me. I didn't have the heart to reply yet. I will, Jake. Let me know. Are you a kid? Are you a human? Because, I mean, having a second Jake. It's just like my Jake.
think he got mentioned on Yes this weekend. Because I definitely didn't cut out his name from the episode. He said something useful in the chat.
Maybe there's another Jake that can follow that. We'll start a Jake lifestyle together. I'll go under. Let's do it. I think Garrett can be special. I think McClanahan's really good. They have a fully rested bullpen, so they can get ugly. We have our two best guys available. I'll believe in it.
I'm kind of in on dual day.
Why not? Why not be in on it? So,
no reason not to.
Haven't been great on the over-under this year, so maybe just fade the fade on this one, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to give Joe's a quick call just because I think that's funny. Because he's in the building.
It's a good point. It is funny.
What?
Yo.
Joe's.
Jake Scorreale.
Joe's, it's Jake. We're doing the pregame show.
At the Trop, baby.
Are you at the Trop right now?
At the Trop, baby.
What are the vibes? What are the?
Oh, you gotta look at. I just came out, and I'm looking at Tropicana Field, and there's no E. You can't make this up. There's no E. I guess it fell off. It just says Tropicana and F-I-L-D.
Tropicana Field.
Unbelievable.
Take a picture and put it on social media, dude.
I will definitely do that. That needs to get put on social media with haste, of course.
Are you getting big game vibes, dude? Colin McClanahan?
Hold on a sec. What was that? Jake, what was that?
Oh, I was saying, are you getting big game vibes? Colin McClanahan.
I am. But I'm like trying to think in the stadium that's not. I'm trying to see what the stadium is about right now. But yeah, I mean, it's a big game, but I mean, I'm about to see some of the fans and stuff and interact with people. So we're going to see right now.
Are you section 110 tonight?
Section 110, I believe. Yes. So it's like around home plate.
It's pretty nice. That's pretty not bad, huh?
Pretty frugal too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different prices than the stadium?
Different, way different prices than Yankee Stadium. Absolutely.
Okay. Any takes on tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, Yankees win, I mean, for sure. Okay. I mean, I just think that these pitchers that they're seeing a bunch of times now, they're going to see them again. And since they're seeing them again, I think they're starting to hit him. You've seen it with Manoah. Kikuchi had their number a couple of times for some weird reason, and they hit him. So now they're going to see McClanahan. What is this, his third time that they're seeing him?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah, like, and, you know, so we'll see. We'll see.
Well,
Gerrit Cole, last time he faced them, kind of dominated them at the stadium. But, you know, he got kind of, like, hit around a little bit at the Trop last time he was here. So, you know, he's going to try to take that personal to try to, I don't know, he has like this extra little oomph against this team. So that's good.
No, dude, I think him going heads up with McClanahan, I think he turns it on there. And, dude, the Rays lineup isn't even mid this year.
No, it's low.
It's low.
It's low. It's not even mid. It's low. Not good.
Hey, have fun at the game.
I will. I definitely will.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you, but you don't need to do that because you already actually wished me actual Father's Day. You forgot yesterday? Mm. Warehouse time isn't real. That's what it is.
Warehouse time isn't real, Joe.
I knew it.
Okay, say hi to all the people down there for me and have fun at the game.
I will look out on socials because you know I'm putting out videos, especially this picture. It's unbelievable. You'll see it. You're gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that.
I can't wait to see it, Joe's. All right, big dog. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. That was Joe's McFly. Look out for him, section 110, by the fish tank. What else do we need to do? Premos? Are we due for a catwalk? Like, is it that time? Kind of feels like it, right?
That's kind of my promo.
You could take it if you want. I don't want it.
More generally, I mean, we're getting something trappy tonight. I'll gladly label it.
That's fair.
Catwalk.
That's fair.
I think could easily be just losing a ball on the white roof.
I think I just felt something. And I got this right last time I did this. It pertains to Joe's. I think he ends up on the Yes broadcast tonight.
Ooh.
I think we see Joe's McFly on the TV tonight. I don't know if it's foul ball. I don't know if they're just showing fans in the stands. But I think Joe's McFly is on the broadcast tonight.
Section 110 if you're looking for him, yes.
Section 110 or the fish tank if it's between innings or something.
You might be like sprinting towards the fish tank.
Yes. Yes. Hey, fun game tonight. We're going to get home to our loved ones and watch it, tweet about it. Thank you, SeatGeek. Go Yankees. Talking Yanks up tomorrow?
Talking Yanks up tomorrow. One inning league in a minute, I think.
Going live in a minute.
With Joe's.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.